But here the Rebbe is making another point. Not only that the tshuva is full of life, but El is also time where there's a Mashiach atmosphere in the month of Elul. And the Rebbe always brings out the connection to Mashiach. So here, Yud Aleph, B'negei L'Poel. This is not just a thought, but this is also a directive, a hirah. Yesh L'Farsen, the Rebbe is telling us to publicize and to make everyone aware, B'chol Makom U'Makom, wherever you can, about the unique Avodah of Chodesh Elul. And what's the unique Avodah? It's hinted in the five Rosh HaTevis of Torah, Tefillah, Gemilas Chasadim, Tshuva, Geula, which means in this month we have to increase in Torah, increase in Tefillah, increase in Gemilas Chasadim, increase in Tshuva, and increase in our efforts to bring the Geula. But Rabbi Ed, Hadgasha Miyuchedes, a special emphasis, B'negei L'Rosh HaTevis HaChamishi, the fifth, which is Inyan HaGeula, Kefi Shechederes, B'chol Inyoni Aveda, how this permeates all the Inyoni Aveda. All the Aveda is done in the spirit of Geula. In other words, this reminds me of the Sikha of Chayesara Nun Beis, where the Rebbe spoke to the Shluchim. And the Rebbe said that the Aveda of the Shluchim and Shlichas has ended. Ended. There's only one Aveda left now, and that Aveda is one single thing. These are the Rebbe's words, one single thing. And that is to prepare ourselves and the whole world to bring Mashiach. And when one sees these words, they could walk away thinking, does that mean that we should discontinue all the wonderful work of Mitzvah Neshek and Taras HaMishpacha and Avos Yisrael and Chinuch and Tefillin? And of course not. And we see that it continues on. And that is because the Rebbe adds, and the Rebbe says, that this means not that Chas V'Shalom the other things stop, but everything that's being done now could be done and should be done in the spirit of Mashiach and Geula. Should be a way of bringing in Mashiach and Geula into it. And also to have in mind that when you're doing the Aveda, not only in your own mind, you bring it out to the other person also, that you bring out the Mashiach perspective of it, that through this mitzvah you bring Mashiach and you bring Geula, and also the Mifzayim themselves are used as a vehicle to bring people to Geula and Mashiach and so on. So the Rebbe says the same thing over here. You have to add in Torah, you have to add in Tefillah, you have to add in Tzedakah and in Tshuva. But now they should all be Chadurim, Durchinumen. It should be permeated with the spirit of Geula, which means, think to myself, how am I learning Torah differently now that it's permeated with Geula? What's the difference in my Gemilas Chasadim? What's the difference in my Tefillah? What's the difference in my Tshuva? That it has a Geula spirit to it. And of course, to learn in Yoni Mashiach Geula about the Beis HaMikdash, and when we learn it, we should learn it with a tzviya, with an anticipation, and with an absolute certainty that Tekev Miyad Mamish will see Beinei Basar, Hinezeh Melech HaMashiach Bo. In other words, the davening has to be a different kind of davening, and the learning has to be a different kind of learning, and the tzedak has to be a different kind of tzedak, and the tshuva has to be a different kind of tshuva. It all has to be permeated with Geula. And it could be a number of things. Number one, just having in mind that when I give tzedakah, through it I bring the Geula. Just recently someone asked me this question, so what's the whole difference in Aveda? Just what you have in mind. Just the thinking, in other words, we're doing the same thing. First of all, no, there's a lot to do that's different. To go out, and the Rebbe says you have to teach people about Geula, to prepare them for Geula. But the truth is, having a mind really does make a big difference. I mean, just to give an example, Hilchos Shabbos. If you learn the laws of Shabbos, there's a possibility that a person puts out a fire on Shabbos, and there's a possibility that they put out the fire and Chas V'Shalom, they are Chayiv Misa, punishable by the opposite of life. And there's a possibility a person puts out a fire and there's nothing. What does it depend on? What was your kavana when you put out the fire? In other words, when you do malacha on Shabbos, there are two people do exactly the same thing. One could be picking off a fruit of a tree, the other one exactly the same thing, but it depends what was going on in his mind. And that thought could make a difference whether he did a malacha and the consequences are Rachman al-Islan or not. Or recently we learned about Karbonis, when the Rambam, person brings a carbon, shechts the carbon, does everything, but if he thinks while he's doing the shechita, or he's doing the blood, or something else, he's thinking a kavana, which is the wrong kavana, this becomes pigul, and then someone, God forbid, eats it, and again, the ramifications, the consequence could be to the point of chas v'shalom, hepech hachayim. And it's nothing that you did, it's only what you were thinking while you did it. So of course, for anyone to ask such a question, how could you not realize that in Yiddishkeit and in Torah mitzvahs, so much depends on the thought. The thought makes the whole difference. There's certain mitzvahs, you're not yotze unless you think. And certain mitzvahs like by kabbanis and other things, the thought will determine whether you did it right or wrong. So number one, it means when I daven, when I learn, when I do tefillah, it all has to be connected to geula in thought. And the second thing, it's going to be a different davening, and it's going to be a different learning, and it's going to be a different tzedakah. And one of the things are the fact that it has that certainty Mashiach is coming, so my tshuva is different. It's much more positive attitude, and the same with my davening, and the same with my learning. It's a whole different kind of learning.